Almost in the mainframe. Don't know if I have enough bandwidth. Doing a DNS lookup and a query. And I'm almost in. Hold on. Oh, wait. Okay. We might have gotten in there. Brent, are you there? Can you hear me, Brent?
Yeah. Brent.
Oh. Oh, God. Almost got him back. God.
Hello.
Those ladies really locked us out of here. Good.
But can you hear me?
Okay. Hold on. Okay, now, tip your ear back 1 degree, put your leg out to the right, dance around to the hokey pokey. Okay, stop! I think I got you.
Okay. You're lucky I can only tell my left from right by doing the Pledge of Allegiance each time.
Wow.
Some say I'm a fool. To others, I say, maybe I'm just patriotic, you know? You ever think about that?
Maybe you're a patriotic fool, but you're in! We're doing it!
I'm here.
Oh,
are
my
we?
God.
You're Steve and I'm Brent.
Oh, my God.
And we're here for the heist of a century.
We took it back over.
We're on our way to, at the very least. Very exciting.
Someday.
Very exciting stuff, yes.
We can't. They can't hold us out. They tried to take over our podcast. We take it right back, baby.
That's right. Yeah.
We're about to throw down 350 more of these bitches.
That's right.
I guess.
Also, I mean, if we're not the ones, like, doing the show, I kind of don't want to pay for the SoundCloud rent each month and Zoom. Like, it's, you know, it really adds up.
Plus, they're going to make you edit for free like a slave.
I know.
That's rude.
It's just really like cucking the shit out of me with this podcast, you know? Not a big fan of it.
That's too bad. Okay, look.
Okay.
I'm glad I got you on the line here.
Yeah.
We're almost in, but we're stuck on the firewall.
Fuck. Okay.
I know. They put one up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wall made of fire, Brent. We
Jesus
need to get
Christ.
Through it.
Oh, my God. Are the penguins okay?
I was about to say the penguins are all dead, but my wife would just hate me if I said that. The penguins are safe.
Well, good thing she's definitely not listening to this and did not hear that. That's great. This is perfect.
The penguins are alive. They have spears. They are also guarding the firewall.
Okay.
It is a nightmare scenario out there, Brent. But listen.
Okay.
You've heard of passwords, I assume.
I have, yes.
You've heard of passcodes?
Yes.
You've heard of, two-factor authentication, you know, you try to put your passcode in, password in, and then it sends you a message to your phone or something, another device.
Mm-hmm.
Brent, these ladies went far above and beyond that, man. This thing has three-factor authentication.
That's more than two.
That is more than two. You can count. You are right, sir.
Oh, my God. In this economy?
If only those counting skills came in more handy in your daily life.
It really does not, even a little
bit. But
they
never do.
Nope.
Mm-mm. All right, now listen.
Okay.
There's three factors we have to get through here just to get our podcast back, just to get the thing we started.
Okay. Is one of those factors Fear Factor, formerly hosted by Joe Rogan, now hosted by Ludacris, but probably not for, like, several years at this point?
Wow. I didn't know that Luda ever did that.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Luda Rogan?
No. Oh. You can't do that to Luda like that. And you know how they, like, got him roped into doing it, right?
No.
The creators of the show, of the Fear Factor show, looking for a new host because the last one went to Bald and, I don't know, General, like, Swollen?
Yeah. You get that ball swole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said, Mr. Bridges, what we'd like you to do is host Fear Factor. He wasn't into the idea.
Sure.
And
at first,
the producers said, well, I understand why you're passing on this. It's a crazy idea. Some might even call it ludicrous. And then they got his ass, you know?
Wow,
they got
he could
his
say
ass.
No. That's the problem with naming yourself that. Or was it, is that his, you referred to his actual last name. Was he named that at birth, or did he name himself Ludacris?
He popped out the puss. The doctor said, congratulations, we have a Christopher Bridges. And then he grew one of those, like, swollen styrofoam arms from his music videos, punched the doctor right in the
Whoa.
Fucking mush, said, it's ludicrous, bitch. Goo
wow.
goo gaga. Started sucking that giant thumb.
He said, no, doc, I fell out that puss. I'm a ludicrous.
Yeah, Stephen, yeah. That's right. I forgot you were a ghostwriter for him for a little bit. For the first,
That's
like,
true.
Few years.
I was Luda's ghostwriter. That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Many factors went into that, but it's a different story for a different time. But back to this three-factor authentication, Brent.
Yes, okay,
I'm sharing my screen. Can you see what I'm seeing?
I'm looking dead at it right now.
Right. Okay, ignore the porn.
Honestly, I can't. You're gonna have to close that tab, because I can't.
I can't close it. It's up for good. I permanently installed it on my desktop. You have to move past it.
Because, like, the tab is too sticky to be able to move off your screen?
It's... Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You know, sticky tabs for your computer.
Look, we've all been there. Hey, I had this thought the other day. I know we're trying to like hack into the mainframe here, but we got a minute, right?
We got a minute.
I had this thought the other day. Like, what if Bigfoot and like Sasquatches, the skunk ape, you know, in the South? What if Bigfoot is just like roaming through the countryside, just looking for like woods porn? You know?
Oh, yeah. Because everybody finds porn in the woods.
Exactly, right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He's just like, he found one once, and he's like, I'm on the search for another, man.
Exactly, yeah. I cannot be bothered. Do not talk to me. Do not look at me or for me.
Man, that's amazing.
I've got a nut to chase.
That's amazing. I would like to think that there's like certain tactics you can have if you like come across a bear. I'm not a wildlife expert, but I'm pretty sure you scream at them. You might throw rocks. I can't remember exactly, but maybe the thing to get away from a Bigfoot if you find one in the wild is to drop your porn, and that distracts them long enough for you to run away. And that's how it first started. That's how he found the juice.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It makes the most sense to me. You know, walking around without pants.
I think so. Right.
A lot.
He's just constantly ready to go.
Yeah. Just. Ready to jack at a moment's notice, you know?
Or flick. That's
flick.
Our squatch.
Yep. That's right.
All right. Well, let's get back to the three-factor authentication,
shall we?
All right. Yeah. So first factor. Oh.
Yes.
Okay. I see what it is now. Do you see it? You see what this is now?
I do. And so it looks like this one is a question for, I guess like a prompt. To get the proper answer to move on to the next one. It looks like this one was maybe set up by our pal Liz Wilson.
Uh-oh.
This question reads, which American president would you most like to get impregnated by? And, Stephen, we have a blank. We have to fill in here. And I think we both know what it is.
On the count of three, right?
Of course.
One, two, three. Barack Hussein Obama. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That was
number
easy.
Number one. Yeah, easy peasy. We're in. Okay, we're in it.
Okay, go.
Okay. All right, second factor. Looks like this one was set up by our friend Allison.
Oh, my God. Allison Oberg.
Uh-huh. The other podcast illegal. I feel kind of bad about that one, but it's kind of funny, right?
I mean, it's kind of funny. Like,
it's kind of funny.
So it says here, the blank field wants us to type in Allison's first and only rule for improv comedy. Let's think about this.
I know your rule. Your rule is yes and.
Yeah. And
the
second rule for me is try way too hard.
Oh, right.
I think for Allison, it's going to be no, shut up.
Oh, that's it. Oh, wait.
Okay,
We're in.
Okay.
Okay. Final one. Third factor.
Oh, my God.
This one's going to be a tough one. This one's my wife, Amanda.
This is like, the first two were blanks we had to fill in.
Right.
We had like hints, but this one just says that we need voice recognition for your wife.
Oh, no. She does not trust me. I don't think I can get that from her.
Can you do like an impression? You live with her. Can you do an impression of your wife?
Oh, my, Stephen, you have such a big penis. No, I don't think I can.
I said your wife, Amanda, not Marge Simpson.
Listen, I have a second family. My second wife is Marge, and I'm not ashamed to say it.
That's right, yeah.
You know?
The Fishers.
That has a good ring to it.
Yeah, it really does.
I'm not going to lie. But I can't get her voice. I can't. It didn't work when I tried it just now. I'll try it again. Oh, Stephen, you're the handsomest man I ever did see. Nope, didn't work.
Does it have to be truthful? Try saying something truthful and see if that works.
Oh, Stephen, you have known me a long time. Nope, still didn't work. That was definitely truthful.
She would never admit to her age of being around a long time, so.
Okay, let me try one more then.
Okay.
Oh, Stephen. Oh, maybe it's because I'm saying Stephen.
Oh, computer, I love you more than my husband. I like watching YouTube on you.
Oh, no, that was close. It almost took it. It almost took that one, but not this time.
I like that the computer was like, well, I mean...
No.
I can't.
He considered it. And that's, right. If that's not fair, I don't know what is.
Right. Do you have any options? What do you think
I can't really do an impression of your wife's voice.
Right, you're notably terrible at them.
I mean, you were in town somewhat recently, and I did try to trick you.
Right.
By what I thought, doing your wife's voice. I mean, I could try it if you
want, so we could explore all the
options.
I'll close my eyes. I'll let you know if it sounds like her.
Hey, feller.
Oh.
Who wants a mustache ride?
Yeah, my wife constantly says mustache ride. Yeah,
I mean, it's like a fun quirk of
it
hers,
is.
You know?
It is. Yeah.
But, yeah.
That didn't work. That didn't work, though. Fuck, yeah, fuck. It's too bad.
You know what? I have a thought.
Okay.
Yeah, let me try something. Let me see if this works.
You're going to try to get, like, really into her psyche?
Yeah, I'm going to, like, get in the character
of
Amanda Fisher and really... I think I got it.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. It's working! Britt, we're in! That was it!
Oh,
that was her!
That was good.
You nailed it. Wow. You tapped into what makes her her. Eating loud chips on a podcast.
I always keep an emergency bag of Tostitos near me. You never know when
this
you might need
like
it.
Blue corn? Was that blue corn?
Blue corn, yeah.
Wow, that's fancy.
I mean, you know, I added the dye myself.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Well, guess what? We got into our podcast. Maybe we're going to reel
Hell
us back
yeah.
in.
Hell yeah.
And we're going to set up our own four-factor authentication.
Okay.
Number one.
Leonardo. Wait, what did you say?
I was going to say toilet cam.
Oh, yeah.
Because we already have it set up. But you said Leonardo, and I think we're going Ninja Turtles. You're right.
Okay, yeah.
Number two.
Turds.
Earls. Turd or Earls?
Turtles. Okay.
That's
Which
the toilet cam.
Yeah.
Got it. Anyway, we'll get there.
We'll figure it out.
We can't say them all now, because then someone will be able to break in, of course.
Right.
We'll probably have to change those first, too. But anyway, man, we're back. We have the podcast. It's ours.
Perfect. Okay.
We are going to be talking about stuff.
Fuck yes. As a matter of fact, if you could, on the password they have typed in there, if you could just add the number one to the end of it.
Okay.
We'll just call that good. I really don't want to.
Got it.
I don't want to expend a lot of extra energy here. We, like, just got back into this thing, and that's fucking good enough.
The problem is, now that I'm actually in the... in the device itself, I see the password that they did set up. I can add one to it, but I don't think we want to keep it.
Oh.
If you know what I mean, because, Brent, I'm just going to go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off. It says, Brent and Steven are amazing guys and awesome lovers. And now it says one. So are you okay with that?
Yeah, it'll be easy to remember.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because it's something we feel deeply about ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, as deep as possible.
You know, I feel like from as far back as I can remember, I have documented proof that I feel that way about myself. I document everything I can.
Do you really? You like just keep track of it that way?
I keep track of everything. I have documentation about cars, taxes, passwords.
Wait, you keep track of your taxes?
Sometimes.
What are you doing, man?
I'm a fucking nerd, man. You know me.
What are you? Oh my God.
I know. I'm a fucking nerd. I'm sorry. But listen, I keep track of that. I keep track of vet visits, you know? Vet bills and stuff. And then I document, I don't know, things I watch online. Sometimes I even document the documentaries that I watch. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I was going to say you're like a documentarian or something
like that.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
That's so fucking wild.
That is wild. And it makes me think that like, I really like documentaries now that you mention it. It's crazy.
I do. I feel like I've been watching a number of them recently.
Yeah.
And I do have some horrid thoughts.
Oh, I would love to hear them. Did you want to maybe talk about them for like the next month or so?
I feel like maybe we should do a month of documentary talk.
Okay, it's about to be May. Did you want to do a whole month of May documentaries?
I think so, but I think we got to come up with like a fun term for it. But it also has to be, as the French say, fucking stupid, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. It's May. Do you have any, like, ideas or anything?
Well, we're talking about documentaries in May.
Right, right, right.
Honestly, my brain has taken me to documentaries.
Oh, my God. That was just revealed to me right now. That's amazing. We are amazing.
Oh, boy.
Wow. What a great idea.
Hell yeah. And, like, what do you say we start off with, like, I don't know, American movie?
Oh.
For next week.
That just came to your brain right now?
Just right now.
That's amazing. And it's available on Tubi, and I didn't know that already?
Yeah.
Crazy.
And the Criterion Channel, I hear.
And the Criterion Channel? That's wild.
Yeah.
American movie, the movie that was made years ago about two fellas that are trying to make a movie in America, and kind of the downfall of how hard it is to make a movie, and the documentary itself becomes an amazing movie, and everybody should watch it, and we're going to review it on the show?
Absolutely, and also, they make a movie called Coven, but they pronounce it Coven, because that's just how the guy wants to pronounce it. It's like a real sticking point for him the entire time. Fuck yeah.
I love it, man. That sounds great. I haven't seen it in a long time, and I'm looking forward to watching it again in our documentaries.
Documentaries. Maintaries? Documentaries.
Documentaries.
Yeah. Documentaries.
There was I used to have a server at one of my restaurants, and he would say, Mr. Steven, I like documentaries. So I think we should invite him on the show. We'll see. Maybe we'll have some guests. Maybe we won't.
Yeah.
We have some documentaries in store for people. And starting off with American movie, I think that's going to start off with a bang, man.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. So next week, come back for that. We have the show again. Mm-hmm. The ladies, of course, will be back because we have few friends and they're easy. And we always appreciate them elevating the show as they do every single time. And but yeah, we have it for now, so we'll hit up May for some documentaries.
Perfect.
And that'll be a lot of fun. So in the meantime, if you'd like to, rate and review us on your favorite podcast apps. 5 stars is always appreciated. Review the ladies' episodes. They're fantastic. And if you give us reviews for those, people might be wildly confused when they actually listen to the show. So just make it fun for everybody involved. So
exactly.
Just a good time.
And make it fun, but also like confusing.
Yeah. I like people to understand really what's going on here. That's just kind of my thing, you know?
Yeah, it's our whole brand, you know? Yeah,
it's our brand. for better or worse. But looking forward to it. Come back next week as we watch American Movie. And until next time, I'm Steven.
I'm Brent.
And let's talk later.
But, okay, so, like, we're definitely going to, like, group watch some, like, cookie porn and like shit, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And the Sesame Street documentary.
Oh yeah.
Cookie. Oh God. What?
Oh no. Oh God.
We just got it there.
Let's record upon the number 3. 1, 2, 3. Record.
Oh, boy, look at that.
Look at that, Dave.
Ooh, yeah.
1-0-0-0-1-1-0-1-0-0-1.
Hey, man, stop it. You're making the machines horny.
You're right, Dave. That was one entire pixelated tit. tell you what, let's go ahead and sync with pixelated tit.
Yeah, I think that's a new one. Got it.
Also, let's go ahead and create a band called Pixelated Tit.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're a pixelated tick. Tick. It's so pixelated, I couldn't read my own writing. It says tit. Oh, right, that's right. I forgot that night. That was a crazy night. Okay.
Who's ready to get some digital Lyme disease?
What? Oh, we came to the wrong show. Fuck. Oops. All right. So let's sync with Pixelated Tit on 3, 1, 2, 3.
Pixelated tit.
Cookie! Oh, God, what?
L-P-A-S.